We discussed last time the basic difference min ha-Torah between a Zava and a Nida. For our purposes now, we'll just review the fact that a Zava Gedola is a woman who sees Dam on a minimum of 3 consecutive days. A Zava Gedola needs to count Shiva Nikiyim after she's Masekes Batara, after the Dam stops. She counts 7 clean days. And then on a Migra, that she could go to the Mikvah on day 7. A Nida need not count Shiva Nikiyim. Anida calculates 7 days from the beginning of the time that she sees Dam. If by the end of day 7 she is no longer seeing Dam, she can be Toveles that night. So that's all Midin Torah. The Gemara tells us on Samachav Amud Aleph that later in history, in practice, this distinction was amended in a sense, or blurred, or we're machmir in both directions. What does that mean? The Gemara tells us a few lines from the bottom, the short lines on Samach Vav Amud Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Piskin Rebbe Bisados, Rebbe made a takana in the Sados, Rashi, Makom She'ein B'nei Torah, the place where the people were not B'nei Torah, they were Amaratsim, Ve'einan Yodos Limnos Pesach Nidos, Masai Hen Yimei Nida, Masai Hen Yimei Ziva, Masai Hen Yimei Zov, people who were somewhat ignorant, were not proficient in distinguishing or making the calculations as to whether a woman would be a Nida or a Zava, how you calculate the Yud Aleph Yom Benida Lenida that we discussed last time. And therefore, to avoid confusion, Rebbe made the following takana. What was the takana? Rasa Yom Echad, if a woman sees Dam on one day, on a single day, Teshev Shisha Behu, then she has to sit, she has to count 6 days in addition to that first day. Rashi, Shisha Behu, Kedin Torah, the Shema Bimei Nidahu. So Rashi understands that this first part of Takana's Rebbe isn't really a Takana. That was the Ikar Adin. Shisha Behu means that if this woman is Zava Kitana, she saw Dam one day, so then she would be at a Torah level, Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom, and not have to worry beyond the next day. If she's a Nida, so then Torah law would tell you that you start counting the 7 days from the first day she sees Dam. And as long as she stops seeing Dam at the end of the 7th day, she can go to the mikvah. So that's what Rashi says. There's no chiddush of Rebbe here. Shisha v'hu, kedin Torah, v'shemem bimei nidahu. As we don't know if she's a Zava or a Nida. If she's a Zava, she's a Zava Ktana, and she's home free the next day. If she's a Nida, then she has to start counting 7 days from day 1 when she sees Dam. But there's no additional takana of Rebbe per se. Slightly curious, if that's the case, why is this part of the lashon of the takana of Rebbe? Hiskin Rabbi Visados, there's no takana there. The takana was the next line in the Gemara. Yeah?
And you say that the takana is that you were pretty sure that it was Dam Ziva and should only been Shomer Sam Kenegad Yom. It's like you know you should be choshish that it's Dam that Dam Nida, and therefore you have to see Shisha Vehu.
Okay, fine.
Right. Also,
I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm. In the previous Yom HaSukkah also, is right that he's saying they don't know the difference between Dam Nida and Dam Ziva.
Right.
Whole, and that's why the next Yom HaSukkah is saying that you're going to be choshish as Dam Nida right away, even though you would have thought that it's Dam Ziva.
Good. Okay, I mean, even the starting assumption would be that Ziva is an abnormality. In most situations, a woman would be a Nida. So that would be the default, so to speak. But okay, you're right. So the takana was that even if you think you're a Zava Kitana, you have to be machmir to assume that you're a Nida, Kidin Torah. Right. But the... Okay. According to Rashi, there's no radical change here of Shisha Vehu. We're telling you to just follow what would be the standard Din Torah for Nida. Okay, good. I just presented it that way because the Piskei Rid has a different shot in this line of the Takanas Rebbe of Shisha Vehu. Piskei Rid is quoted in the Kovas Shitas Kamay over here.
Is that the same thing as Tosfos?
Not the same thing, it's a different collection. It's the same Rishon, different Chibur. So the Piskei Rid has a different shot in Shisha Behu. He understands Shisha Behu means in a situation in which a woman sees dam on day one, so fine, we treat her as a nida, and then she can only go to the mikveh after 7 days. Fine. What happens if she sees dam on day one, and then she doesn't see dam on day two, doesn't see dam on day three, doesn't see dam on day four, and now she sees dam on day five? So what's the din according to Hiskin Rabbi Besada? So that's what the Tosafot Rashi points out over here that I told you to look at. The Tosafot Rashi points out that when we say shisha v'hu or shisha v'heim, you need to have nikiyah, because if she's going to see dam, so let's say rechoshesh, maybe she's a nida. Fine. So if she sees dam on day, so if she's a nida, if she saw dam on day four, then you're fine. As long as she's masri b'tar at the end of day seven, she got a mikvah. But let's say rechoshesh that she's a zava, so maybe this is going to be dam ziv in the middle. Maybe the first day was dam nidas, and then on day four it's going to be dam ziva. Then you have to start. With new chashbonos. Maybe the first day was dam. Maybe the first day was dam ziva, and this is going to be dam nida. Maybe day one was dam ziva. She sees now on day four, so maybe this is real dam nida, and you have to start the nidas clock again for the next 7 days. So that was a chiddush that Piskei Rut says in Shisha Vahu, that if you see dam any time during the first 7 days, you have to count another 7 days.
Is that like the Tosafot Rashi?
Ladina is like the Tosafot Rashi. I think all the Rishonim, I don't think anyone's calling on the Tosafot Rashi, but he's saying that is pshat in Shisha Vahu. That's the chiddush of Shisha Vahu. Not just that we're choshesh, maybe she's a nida, and you have to start counting 7 days from day one. But even if she's going to see dam in the middle of those 7 days, you have to start the count again. Okay.
We're
going to get to Rebbe Zeri, yeah. Fine. So that's the first part of the Tekanas Rebbe. Good. Hiskin Rebbe Besadas. Rasa Yom Echa Teshiv Shisha Vahu. Shnayim Teshiv Shisha Vahain. What's Shnayim Teshiv Shisha Vahain? Rashi says, L'churma. Shema Rishon Sov Zov. Maybe the first day that she saw dam in two consecutive days. So maybe the first day was the end of Yimei Ziva. V'sheni Tchilas Nida. And the second day is the beginning of Nidas. V'tzricha Ochisha. And then, Alitzada, she's now in Nida, she has to count another 6 days. If it would have been the case that both days were days of Ziva, then she's a Zava Katana Shemer Ziyam Keneged Yom. If both days were days of Nidas, so all you have to count is 7 days inclusive of the first day. The Chumrah of Rebbe is the after Yechoshesh. Maybe the first day is Ziva, the second day is Nida, and then you start your clock of 7 days beginning with day two. So she's only going to go to the mikveh at the end of 8 complete days. That's the second level of Takanas. Rebbe, Shnayim, Teshiv, Shisha, Vehein. Rechoshesh, maybe day one of Dam is Dam Ziva, day two is Nida. If day two is Nida, so that's really day one of Nidas, and you have to count an additional 6 days after day two for a total of 8. Tosafot has a different shot in what the concern is. Shnayim Teshiv Shisha Vehein, Shema Rasa Yom Rishon Dam Yarok, Veina Min Aminin. Not that maybe the first day is Dam Ziva, the second day is Dam Nida. Maybe the first day is Dam that's Dam Tahor, Dam that isn't Metame, and the second day is Dam that is Metame. So she might have thought that the first day, the Dam she saw on the first day was Dam Tame, and therefore you start the clock of Nidos on day one, when in reality the first day was Dam that's not Tame, so it doesn't concern us, and you start the clock on day two. But why doesn't say like Rashi? You can look at the Aruch Lanier. I'm going to discuss why. And then Rashi writes, Aval Shlosha, let's say a woman sees Dam in 3 consecutive days. So if she sees Dam in 1 day, Shishavahu. If she sees Dam in 2 days, Shishavahu. Let's say she sees Dam in 3 days, so then you don't need Rebbe. Aval Shlosha, De'ilu hava yamei ziva, Tzricha shivinakiyam. So if she sees 3 consecutive days, so if these are Yemei Ziva, would make her Zava Gedola, so you have to have Shivan Akiyam after that anyway. Hashanami, Teshev Shivan Akiyam, Shema Bimei Ziva Medes. So then you have to be Machmer that maybe she's a Zava Gedola, and then you have to count Shivan Akiyam after she stops seeing that.
Well, I still leave everything because I may have assumed it was
Correct. I'm sorry. Correct. So part of Takanas Revi is Shlosha Teisha Shivanakiyim, that we're machmir to treat her as a zava, even if you would have thought that she's a nida, you still have to have Shivanakiyim. Sorry, I misspoke. Correct. Okay, so that is Takanas Revi. And then the Gemara adds another layer. Amar Bzeira. Benos Yisrael, if Nirol Asman, Shafilu Roas, Tipa Stam Kechardol, Yoshva Saleha Shivanakim. The Benos Yisrael were Machmir, that even if they see a Tipa Stam the size of a mustard seed, let's not translate it yet, even if they see a Tipa Stam like a mustard seed, Yoshva Saleha Shivanakim. So then they would count Shivanakim. But what was the additional chumrah b'nos Yisrael above and beyond Takanas Revi? The Rishonim address this. If you look at the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos, the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah is on Kaf Beis of an Aleph B'Dap Erif. Kaf Beis of an Aleph B'Dap Erif in Brachos. Dibur Maskil She'afilu. Kaf Beis of an Aleph B'Dap Erif. Dibur Maskil She'afilu. So a lot of the Rishonim say the same thing, but I think the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah is a little bit more expansive in presentation. But if you look in the Ritva and the Ramban and the Chiddush Eran here, they more or less have the same bottom line. So I'll just read you a little bit from the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah there, which you should have seen. So first he says, Yesh Mefarshim, that the Chumrah of Benos Yisrael had to do with the shade of blood. That even if they see blood that has the shade of a chardal seed, they would still be Yoshvos Shivanakim. So the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah says that's probably not pshat, because Dam Kechardal we'll see is a Mara Tameh anyway. So that wouldn't be a Chumrah B'nos Yisrael, that would be Mikar Adin, that Dam of that shade would be Tameh. That's the first Rabbi rejects. Then the second Rabbi rejects is that it has to do with size. Maybe it means I feel a rose with Dam Kechardal. Even if they see the most minute amount of Dam, they would still be Machmir to sit Shivanakim. So that also he says is incorrect, because the din is that Dam Nidah Tameya Bekolshu. So that wouldn't be a Chumrah B'nos Yisrael. That's again Mikra Din. So the Mara Kechardal is Mikra Din, and the size of a chardal is Mikra Din. So what's pshat in the Chumrah of B'nos Yisrael? So the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah writes as follows. El Pesher Dover Hukach. She'im Haya Omer Dam Stam. So what's the solution of Tipas Dam Kechardal? So if it would have said that there were Machmir and Dam to be Yoshvos Shivanakiyim, Hayina Omer She'im B'sa Chumrah Kolkach. So we would have said, that isn't such a chumrah. Meaning what? That maybe the pshat is, what's the chumrah of B'nos Yisrael? According to Takanas Revi, if you see Dam on one day, so then Teishiv Shisha Vahu. So you only have to count another 6 days after that first day. And the chumrah of B'nos Yisrael was that you have to count another 7 days. We'll see why in a minute. So if, assuming that pshat, that's where the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah is starting from, assuming the pshat that the additional chumrah b'nos Yisrael over to Takanas Revi is an additional day, that if she sees Dam on one day, she has to count another Shivanakiyim. So if that's pshat, then it should have just said, if Mir Lachman, She Yoshua Shivanakiyim. What's Afilu Rovos Tipas Dam Kechardol? So that lashon of Afilu Rovos Tipas Dam Kechardol is enhancing the chumrah, meaning, Shema Yomer Dam Stam. We'll see the Gemara in Daf Yud Zayin, the biology of a woman, cheder aliyah proser, and dam that comes from a cheder, dam that comes from a makor, from a rechem, is dam tamid. Dam that comes from other parts of the body is dam tamor. So in order to pose a problem of nidus, the dam that's coming out has to be dam min ha-cheder, min ha-mekor, min ha-rachim. Okay. And the din is that once Adam leaves the mekor, even if it hasn't left the woman's body yet, the woman is already tameya. So, kishadam meruba, efsher shemei hayom, shlosh yom negar, v'yasa v'yom arishom, ma'at v'beis ha-pnimi, v'yom ha-sheni negar, ma'at v'yasa v'beis ha-msoi, v'afsha v'yom ha-shlishin iskabi, v'kol v'beis ha-chitzon. So what's the concern? Why would B'nos Yisrael have been machmir upon themselves to add an additional day of Shiva Nekiyim? Because maybe when she sees Dam on day one, it's really Dam day three. Maybe there really was Dam Ziva yesterday and the day before. Hello, what? She didn't notice it, or it didn't come out of the body. So, but Dam Ziva that already left the Makor is Tameh, even if she hasn't left the body. So what would it mean? Why would you be mapping a kind of additional Shiva Nekiyim out of a concern that today is day one? So if it's day one, either she's a Zadok Tan, she's Shemeres Yom Kenegad Yom, or it's the beginning of Nida, so you just count 7 days, including today. No, maybe she's really a Zadok Gedola. Maybe there were two previous days of obscure Dam, and now she sees Dam for the first time, it was really day three, and then you have to count another Shiva Nekiyim. So the Bnei Yonah says that concern would make a lot of sense, or at least you could justify it, if on day one she sees a significant amount of Dam. So then you could argue that maybe there was buildup in the body the last couple of days, and the Dam only comes out now. But if it's only a tipas Dam the size of a cargo, it's only a little bit of Dam that comes out on day one, so it's unreasonable to assume that there's already Dam that was released from the Makor the last 2 days. Unreasonable to assume that you have to be choshesh that maybe she's a Zadok Gedola. Nevertheless, even in this far-fetched scenario where she sees a little bit of Dam, to be choshesh that maybe she had Dam inside her body the last 2 days, they were still machmer even on that. So that was the chumrah of a filu ro stipas Dam kechardo, a filu hafi chmir al asman v'dan al osok ilu nechar legamri v'yoshavas alav zayin nekiyim. That's how the one second. That's how the Hamina ben Yonah understands the chumrah of the nos Yisrael, that the reason they added an additional day is out of a concern that maybe she really had 2 days of Ziva before that she wasn't aware of, and now this day one is really day three of Ziva, so you have to count another Shiva Nekiyim, and that chumrah is enhanced to apply even in a situation where all the Dam she sees on day one is a minuscule amount. Nevertheless, they were choshesh for this chesh, but in a situation where a woman's seeing 3 days of Dam anyway, so then there's no additional chumrah of the Nos Yisrael over Takanas Rebbe. Yeah.
What other Mefarshim say, not the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, what they say is that it could be a din of on the color of the chagah.
The Talmid Ben Yonah quotes anonymous sources as suggesting that, and he rejects that.
Because
it's not true, because even Mare Kichardal would be Tameh. We'll discuss Mare's down the road.
Okay.
But he rejects that shot.
So the point is that we're choshesh for movement of Dam in the Makor as a...
Out of the Makor. We're choshesh that maybe the Dam already left the Makor 2 days ago. And even though she only sees Dam today, maybe this is really the third day of Ziva.
You need to conglomerate? This little tipa is a conglomerate?
The way the Talmid Ben Yonah presents it is a far-fetched possibility, but nevertheless, we're choshesh for this far-fetched possibility. Right. No. Even if this tipa, maybe the Dam for the last 2 days builds up, and okay, call it a conglomerate. Fine. Or it could be that it disappeared. Or even if it never leaves the body, in theory, usually we're not choshesh for this for other calculations. In theory, if a woman knows that she has dam in the body that was min ha-makor that was released, even if it never comes out, she's still tameya. That would be difficult to ascertain. Right?
So the chumrah is that it's so small, that something so small represents a 3-day thing?
Well, the chumrah is that we're choshesh that maybe this is day three. And the chumrah applied even where it was so small. Meaning even if it was a large amount of dam that came out, that's still a chumrah above and beyond, right? Because Mikra, then, what are you choshesh for? There's no reason to be choshesh that the dam left yesterday. So either she's a Zavik Tana or she's Betilas Meinidas. So it's a chumra to say we're choshesh. Maybe there was dam that left in the core yesterday and the day before. And it's a chumra al gabi chumra to be choshesh for that, even where the only dam of that on day one is the size of a charba. Okay, that's how Rabbeinu Yonah understands the chumra of Benos Yisrael, and that is the Ramban has that, the Ritva has that, the Ran has that here in the Chidushei Haran as well. The Ran is a slightly different.
The blood is disappearing, as you're suggesting. So that's not such a. That's not so wild. It's just a. You're saying 2 days blood disappeared, and
that's not such a. Well, that's not the norm. I'm just talking theory. That wouldn't be the normal way the body operates.
What else did Rabbi say?
The Ramban has like that, the Ritva has like that, and the Tosafot Rush. I'm sorry, not the Ramban. The Ritva has like that, the Tosafot Rush has like that. Rashi and Megillah,
right.
On Kavchesam and Vez Di Ramastal Hichniru. Rashi and Megillah, Kavchesam and Vez Di Ramastal Hichniru, basically has like that. The Chidush Iran here has a slightly different twist. Chidush Iran writes, Yesh Lomer Kedei Shelo Yitu V'davar Shalif Amim Havi Zavah Gedola, that maybe this woman is really going to be a Zavah Gedola. The way the Chidush Iran frames the question is what problem does Chumas Benos Yisrael solve that isn't already addressed by Tarkana's Rebbe? So you're right, Yesh Lomar, Kedei Shelo Yit'u B'davar Shalif Amim Havi Zavah Gedola V'Tehei Svua Shelo Rasa El Ashnayim. Sometimes a woman may be a Zavah Gedola, meaning she may see Dam on three consecutive days, but she'll be under the mistaken impression that it was only two consecutive days. Kigon Shirasa Beis Rios, Ve'echa Mehem Benish Mashos. Now, what's the concern? Maybe she'll really Klapish Maya be seeing Dam on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. But she thinks that she's only seeing Dam on Monday and Tuesday, because the first dam that she saw on Monday was really the Beinah Shmashas between Sunday and Monday, and she won't realize that those were considered two separate Riyos. She'll think it's only a Monday Riyo. So she'll think she starts seeing dam on Monday and Tuesday. She'll think that she's at worst a Zava Ketana. And if you'll be machmir to treat her as a Nida, let's say the Chumra of Rebbe, so then she saw Dam on Monday and Tuesday. So let's say Shnayim she should behave. So according to the Chumra of Rebbe, she's going to count Tuesday an additional 6 days, and then she'll go to the mikvah the following Monday night, when in reality she's a Zava Ketana and she has to start counting 7 days beginning on Wednesday. So again, it's the additional day. It's the additional day above and beyond Takanas Rebbe. But the way the Ran presents the case that you have to be machmir for, it's where she sees Benash Moshos and she'll think that it was only two Rios when in reality it was three Rios. So that's less extreme or less far fetched than the way the Talmid Rebbeinu and others presented, that were worried that maybe she had Dan inside her that didn't come out. Chidush Ran is saying the Dan came out, but she's not counting properly. Maybe she really saw 3 days of Dam, and she thought it was 2 days of Dam.
So this Takana came out in hindsight of the Takana of Rebbe, the Takana of Benos Yisrael?
What do you mean?
In other words, so there was a Takana of Rebbe,
right.
And then came Reb Zera.
Then came the Chumra of Benos Yisrael, which is recorded by Reb Zera. Zera is reporting.
So it was afterwards?
Pashat was afterwards.
Because the whole point of why the Takana was made in the first place,
right.
The Rebbe was made
right.
In the first place, was for the people of Basados.
Right.
So the Benos Yisrael are going to be Machmer and something that they should that So
before we get to the Ravan, even if it was mainly meant for the Amaratzim, but it was a takana across the board. Most Rishonim assume, the Rishonim that asks Kasha assume, the Ravan, which we'll get to, says like you. The Ravan says, no, totally different Teretz. What was the addition of Chumra Benos Yisrael over Takanas Rabbi? Takanas Rabbi was only for the Amaratzim and never applied to the B'nai Torah. And the Chumra Benos Yisrael was to accept upon themselves what previously only applied to the Amaratzim. So the Ravan says like that. I'm sorry? I don't think so. No, but he does say the Rambam Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, Bimei Chachmei Gemara Nisafei Gedaber Harbei Briyas Adamim Shemis Kapul Avesta Sadishalo Yekach Bechol Nashim Linlois Bimei Nidu Bimei Zivel Afika Hechmira Chachamim Bedaber Zeh Vegazu Sheyu Kol Yemei Isha Kimei Zivasa. That sounds like it was a Chumra Takana for all Bnei Yisrael, not just for the Amaratzim.
Okay, I think I have to look at it, but I think it's a different halacha.
And then he says, Oduch Mir Benos Yisrael, Asman, Kom Yisera. So in the Rambam, it seems clear that there was a Takanas Rabbi. Takanas Rabbi was across the board for everyone. And then there was an additional Chumra Benos Yisrael who were Machmir above and beyond Takanas Rabbi.
So they had an exception, that means the Benos Yisrael accepted the Kana of Rabbi.
For the Ravan. According to the Pashtun Talk, according to all the other Rishonim, is that the original Takana of Rebbe, even though the impetus was the Amaratzim, but the Takana was made across the board. And then Benos Yisrael adopted a more Chomer position, which according to most Rishonim means they added an additional day in the case of Shisha Behu, or Shisha Behei, according to the Rav. And the Ramban, by the way, says like the Chidushin Ran, and this calculation of the Bein HaShemashas,
so
I'm there.
So the Bein HaShemashas, it's a suffix, it's in the middle of Bein HaShemashas, and therefore it's maybe it's Sunday and Monday?
Right, so she saw down during Bein HaShemashas.
It's on both sides of Bein HaShemashas, so it's definitely...
Well the concern would be that it's on both sides of Bein HaShemashas. So she thinks that it's considered Monday. In reality, the first part of the Dan that she saw, Klap Yishmai, was really on Sunday.
So the Chumra is that consider a
banished
Shemashas as like 2 days?
The Chumra is because a person could get confused like that, so we made a blanket determination that anytime you see Dam, you have to count the full Shiva Nekiyam after you finish seeing Dam.
So she thinks she only has 2 days, and therefore she doesn't think she's a Zav Gadol. Is that it?
That's correct, right. So we have to be machmir to treat her like a Zava Gadola. And out of that, because of that potential case, so there's a blanket practice that developed to always require Shiva Nekiyam across the board. Okay? So again, according to most of the Rishonim, the Chumra of Benos Yisrael de Reb Zera adds on an additional day in the case of seeing 1 or 2 days of Dam. According to the Ravan, in Simon Shin Yud Ches, the original Takana of Rebbe was only enacted for the Amaratim, was not accepted broadly, and the Chumra Benos Yisrael was to adopt upon themselves that which previously was only required of the Amaratim.
According to the case that you mentioned before, mm-hmm. What was the difference between day one and day two? Meaning, once he said that you said she should have for any dam that you see, then it doesn't matter. Once I mentioned day one for a get-on-the-move.
Well, no, you're saying the chiddush of Shisha Behu is that even if you stop seeing dam for a few days and see again in the middle, you have to restart the clock for another 7 days. And Shisha Behain is that if you see dam for 2 consecutive days, then if you're not going to see dam later, you start the clock of Shiva Nekiyam on day two, because maybe day one was dam ziv and day two was dam nita. So that's a slightly different calculation.
Okay.
Then some of the Rishonim reject the possibility, as we said, that the Chumra of Tivas Dam Kachardel has to do with the size, because we're machmir even on a small amount of blood. If you look in the Shach, in Semen Kuf Pei Gimel Sif Katan Ches, the Lashem HaMechaber, which we'll get to probably next time, is Isha Sheyasa Dam Im Kora Bein Ba'onis Bein Rasam Tmeya V'hu Shetargish B'Tziyaso V'mi Yem Isha Targish Bo Shenekar Im Koma V'yatsa Tmeya Afa Pisha L'yatsa L'chutz Afilu L'rasa Ela Tipas Dam Kachardol Yoshev Esalav Shivin Akiyam. So Mechaber has a Lashem HaTipas Dam Kachardol Shach Kamen Sif Katan Gimel Kachardol Zav Dafka Hu Adin Pachos. The din applies even if it's less than a Chardol. So that's what most of you are trying to point out. There is a Sidri Tara. Sidri Tara here in Sif Katan Gimel. Sidri Tara is a critical Perish on Hilchos Nida that's printed in the back of the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber was the Rav, his main Rabbanus was in Lemberg in the 1700s. I just discovered on the internet that his tavern was found a few years ago and was refurbished, so you could take a look. The Sidri Tara points out over here in Sif Katan Gimel, he has a possibility that maybe the Chiddush is actually in the amount of dam. Maybe if it was such a small amount of dam, and you don't know that it's min ha-makor, so maybe you could be tola that it came from somewhere else. Maybe before Chumrah B'nos Yisrael, there would have been a possibility of being told a tiny amount of dam on some other source other than dam and makor, and the Chumrah tells us that you're not allowed to rely on such a tliya. So he has that possibility, but most of the Rishonim seem to say otherwise. We should know there is a.
Wouldn't you expect Rabbeinu Yonah's Talmidim to say something about the smallness? They mentioned the Chumrah was the smallest in the definition. If it was true, the Tamid Rabbeinu rejects that.
But the Sidri Tara nevertheless says you could justify such a pshat. Michael,
based on the Mishnah that doesn't it say that because that most of the dam comes from the makor that point that you just shot, you might have a havam to say that because it's so small and maybe it's coming from somewhere else. Doesn't really apply because we have a chazaka that usually does come from the Gor, and therefore the idea of suffix doesn't apply to the chazaka.
But there may be situations in which you still could rely on the suffix. We'll have to flesh all these things out as we go. There is a Tshuva L'Rabiyah, which is printed in the Sefer Zikaron for Jalti, page Reish Tes, where he points out that from Rabbeinu Tam, it sounds like the Chumrah B'nos Yisrael actually was practiced in the days of the Tanaim. That is not as would seem to appear from the Gemara, that there is a chronological progression here, that Rebbe made a Takana for the Amoratzim. Let's say the Takana was broadly accepted. And then, at a later point in history, sometime between Rebbe and Reb Zera, the B'nos Yisrael were machmir above and beyond Takanas Rebbe. So the Raviyah in this Ksav Yad thinks that from Rebbeinu Tam it sounds not like that. The Gemara has in Shabbos and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis Tana Devei Eliyahu, famous Gemara. The Gemara has there Ma'isa V'Tamid Echad. Shoshana Harbe, Vikara Harbe, Vishimish Tamid Chachama Harbe, there was an episode of a Tamid Chacham who had all the credentials. Umeis Bechatzi Yamav, and he died at a young age. And his wife was besides herself, and she ran around to all the Rabbanim saying, how could it be that my husband, with such a Tamid Chacham, died at such a young age? So it says there, this Tana Devei Elio, Hamachas nesarachi esla v'haisa mesicha kolos amora v'amartila biti bimeini dusai mahu etzlacha. So what was your practice? What was your relationship during your yemein nidus? Amali chas v'shalom afil be'esvak tana l'nagavi. We never had contact. Bimei libu nayich mahu etzlacha etzlech. What was your contact during yemein libu? We'll define in a minute. Achal imi v'shasi imi v'yashin imi v'kir basar. So we were nohig the harchakos. V'amarti la baruch hamakom shaharago shelanasa panim latari. He deserved to die. he didn't follow the words of the Rabbanan. Shrei Amar Torah Ve'alisha V'nidas T'masa Lo Sikrav. So what's Yimei Libunayah? Tosas here explains Yigimel Mibes and Shabbos, quoting Rebbeinu Tam, that there was a practice at a certain point in history of women going to the mikveh twice. That if a woman saw Adam, she would go to the mikveh at the conclusion of the first 7 days. Al etzah that she's Anita, so the presumption is, in all likelihood, the woman's Anita. So let's say she saw Adam for 5 days. So she would go to the mikveh. She saw Adam on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. She stopped seeing Adam on Thursday. Friday, Shabbos, she go to the mikveh Motzei Shabbos. So that's Yimei Nidus. Min HaTorah, so she's Anita. She can go to the mikveh without counting Shemini Kiyum on Motzei Shabbos. And then, at the end of Yimei Libun, at the end of the further calculation of Yimei Libun, which was the additional chormas of Shemini Kiyum, then she would go to the mikveh again.
So a week later?
A week after she stopped seeing Dam. So if she stopped seeing Dam on Thursday, then she go to the mikveh the following Thursday night. So the Rav Yos says, don't you see here from Beinu Tam that they were knowing the Chumrah Benos Yisrael even in the times of the Tanoim, the times of Eliyahu said Tanaitic work. What's the problem with that?
That's not what we do. Twice,
so
once.
No, so there was such a practice then. That,
it says, why would there be zero?
That's what they used to do then. Why?
It sounds like what?
And then zero was at the time of the Rebbe
Zera. The Rav Yos says, you see from this Rebbe Natan that even in the time of the Tanayim, they already know it from Rebbe Nosisrael, even before Rebbe.
So then it should be
the what was the kind of Rebbe?
Sorry, even before Rebbe Zera. Sorry?
What was Takanas Rebbe? It was less than that.
Right. So all you see is that there were Noe Takanas Rebbe. You don't see there were Noe Takanas Rebbe over there. Right. So he presents it as you see that in the times of the Tanaim, there were Noe Takanas Rebbe. So I don't think you see that. You see that there were Noe Takanas Rebbe, maybe. The Ramban there in Shabbos is more of a favorish that way, that they were Noe Takanas Rebbe, which makes sense. And then they have a practice of two tefillas.
Does Libun is somehow Libun and Mashmos is 7 days maybe? Supposed to Shishur 7 days somehow?
No, I'm not sure why.
I don't
think so. But then the Rabbi Yah says that no, maybe this whole episode was in the time of the Yom HaRayim, because Tanit Veil Yah sometimes has episodes from the Yom HaRayim, so it wasn't all. The whole work isn't necessarily from the Tanakh. Okay. But the Pasuk says there's some historical development. There was Takanas Rebbe initially, the end of the Tkufas HaTanayim, and then sometime between Rebbe and Reb Zera, the Chumrah Benos Yisrael emerged, which, again, according to Moshe Shonim, means that they added on an additional day. Rabbi Willard likes to point out there's a Mesha Chachma in Parshas Bo. Parakeet Beis, Pasuk Kaf Beis. And the Pasuk Vatem Lo Seitzu Ishmi Pesach Beiso Ad Boker. The Meshach Chachma there has a piece about the development of Minhagim and the binding nature of Minhagim and Takanos. So he writes over there that Bimos HaMashiach we will no longer practice Chumrah Benos Yisrael. Presumably he means Takanas Rebbe as well, we'll see why. What's the calculation? That in the time of Beis HaMikdash, you have to know Me'ikar HaDin, who's a Zava and who's a Nida, because the Zava Gadol has to bring a Korban. So you're going to have to know anyway who's really a Zava and who's really a Nida. So it won't make sense anymore to be Nohei, these Chumras, he says, Minag Benos Yisrael of Reb Zera, but presumably he means Takanas Rebbe as well. Because you can't have a situation anymore of suffix whether you're in either, whether you're Zav. You have to be able to figure it out because there are major consequences in making a mistake of bringing a korban, you don't have to chulin bazar, not bring a korban when you do. Yeah.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a result.
Why?
Because you're only serving shisha when you're nida, when you're chashav of nida, and when you're zav, you're going to be serving shisha when you came. Oh, you're saying.
No, we're matching in both directions. The Kanas Rebbe is that you're matching to treat you luchumer both as an ida and as a zava. That doesn't
first,
make sense.
Only the third. Well, I guess during
in most situations. So that won't make sense anymore. Be most of Mashiach. So Rabbi Willig points out, and maybe that's a reason. He has other reasons. Maybe that's one of the reasons that the minhag is after a woman goes to the mikvah, she says the yirotzon sheyibana beis hamikvah shmeher v'yameinu. So yirotzon sheyibana beis hamikvah shmeher v'yameinu. And we'll revert to the Din Torah, so the amount of time that a woman's Asur Labayla is going to be significantly reduced, because we'll have to know who Meikar Din is Zav and who Meikar Din is Anida. So that's why it's an appropriate time for such a Tefillah. The next thing we have to address is the exact nature of Churma Benos Yisrael. So was Churma Benos Yisrael accepted as a halacha gemura, as a absolute, unequivocal halacha without any room for kula, or was it accepted as a minhag, which could theoretically allow for certain kulas? The Gemara tells us in Brachos on Daf Lamed Aleph that a person has to be omed litefila mitoch halacha pisuka, that a person has to be in a mindset when he davens of clarity. So if you're going to learn a confusing sugya right before you daven, you're going to you'll be in an unclear state of mind. So you have to have clarity. So if you're going to learn before you daven, you should learn a halacha psuka, you should learn a kapaskin halacha, something that's clear, unambiguous, so that you don't enter tefillah in some state of confusion. So what's the Gemara's example of halacha psuka, of a clear, unequivocal halacha? This din of Chumah Benos Yisrael. That's why the Ben Yonah that we quoted is in Brachos, because the Gemara Brachos has this din of Reb Zera. So that sounds, at first glance, halacha psuka, this is a gepaskin halacha, it's not simply a minhag, it's something that's unambiguous, unequivocal. So I'm there.
I'm just enjoying the question.
Okay.
Tosfos uses the lashon of Chacham Tikul Chachamim, I think, in Megillah, Chavkes.
Okay.
So it sounds like Tikul Chachamim and Benos Yisrael accept it. Why would Tosfos use Tikkun Chachamim? Rebbe Zera is Tikkun Chachamim.
Correct.
They created Benos Yisrael, or Makabel, any Tikkunas Chazal. Or
it was a grassroots effort, meaning it was bottomed out. There was originally a practice, and it was concretized by the Chachamim as a Takana.
Is that what the Rambam says?
Yeah.
Rambam's
right. Mm-hmm. So is it top down or bottom up? That's part of the question. So if you look, if you look at the Ritva there, the Ritva here in our sugya in Nida and Samach Vav, the Ritva quotes the Gemara in Brachos Halacha Pisuka, and he writes Lamanu Ki Chachamim Kiblu Mehem came, that it was a bottom up effort. The Benos Yisrael were knowing this Chumra, and it was accepted by the Chachamim. The Asu Asa Takana, and it was concretized, it was formalized into a Takanas Chazal. Upashad Isurei B'chol HaOlam, and the Isur spread in the entire world. The Ein Kavach L'Vala V'lola Haku B'Kval, therefore we have no license to be Mevatel this Takana, nor do we have any license to be Mekel. Even though the impetus was bottom-up, the impetus was the practice of Benos Yisrael, nevertheless, it was formalized into a Takanas Chazal with no room for leeway. Same thing, Lashon HaMe'iri, Chachamim Kiblu Takanasan V'asa'u Kalacha Pisuka. That the Chachamim accepted the Takana of Benos Yisrael, and they made it into a Halacha Pisuka. The Ramban and Hilchos Yida. In the back of the print of Chidushei Ramban and Yida, there's the Hilchos Yida Ramban, which is a halacha work of brief tzakim of the Ramban. So the Ramban writes here, Perek Aleph Halacha Yutes, Lefikach Aleph Yutas. Lefikach Asur LaAdam LaHakel Ba Rosh HaLiolam. A person has no license to ever be Mako Vev Chumra Benoz Yisrael. And that sounds like the assumption of the Tosas that you saw that Mary just mentioned as well. Tosas and Megillah Kafesam Nebeis Dibur Maskel Da'afilu. Kafesam Nebeis Dibur Maskel Da'afilu. Tosas there is bothered. What's the Ka'em Da'araisa of this Chumra Benoz Yisrael? Generally speaking, when you have a din derabanan, a takana derabanan, it has to have some deraisa precedent. So what's the ka'in deraisa? What's the deraisa precedent for sitting shivanakiyim on a tifa samka chardol? So the answer is that you could have a woman who is a woman who is counting her 7 days, and then on day 7 she sees a tifa samka chardol, so she has to count all over again. That's so for the count of Shivanakiyam. So you have a deraisa precedent for sitting Shivanakiyam on a tiba stanka kardal. A case where you have a zava who's counting your Shivanakiyam. On day 7, she is soseris, she sees a little bit of dam, so the clock starts again. You have to count another 7 days. So that's your deraisa precedent for Shivanakiyam after a tiba stanka kardal. Tosa says, Tosa needs a kain deraisa. It sounds like he's assuming this isn't simply a practice that developed, but it was concretized into a formal takan. However, as Benji pointed out, or Owen pointed out, the Lashon HaRambam sounds otherwise. The Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Dalid, in Halacha Gimel, we quoted before, he mentions Takanas Rabbi, and then the Rambam writes in Halacha Dalid, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Dalid, V'oduch Niru, V'nos Yisrael al Asman Churma Yisrael said, V'nos Yisrael or Machmir above and beyond, V'nohagu Kulam B'chol Mokom Sheyesh Yisrael, and they all practiced, wherever they were Jews, Shekol Bas Yisrael, Shiro Adam, Afilu Larasa, Elatipa Kachardo, Bavad, Pasek Adam, Seferis, Lashim Nakim, Afilu Rasa, Ve'ez Nidasa, V'chule. So the Rambam's formulation is, Chmir Nosidal Asman, Chumi Yisrael Zeh. He doesn't say that this is a Takana, it's a Chumi Yisrael, and he leaves it at that. So there's Mashmos there, that this remains a Minog, and was never formally established as a takana. The Baal HaMor is more explicit about this. The Baal HaMor wrote Hasagas on the Raivitz Baalei HaNefesh. So this is in the first Hasaga on Shara HaTevila. The Hasagas to Baalei HaNefesh, Shara HaTevila, Sivkatan Aleph, Os Aleph, Shara HaTevila, Sivkatan Aleph. So then the Baal HaMor is pretty explicit that this remains a minhag. So what difference does this make? There's a famous piece of Rav Gusterman in the Kuntrisa Shiurim at the very end of the Sefer Kedushin. Rav Gusterman, after the war, had a yeshiva in Brooklyn, then he made Aliyah, and a yeshiva in Yerushalayim. He was the youngest Ayin on Chaim Ozer's Bezdin before the war. I think Arsko just came out with a biography about him in the last year or two, which I haven't had a chance to read yet, but I'm sure it's worthwhile. Rav Gusterman, in the end of the very last piece of Kuntrus HaShirim on Maseches Kedushin, with Os Kesvav, has the following analysis. He suggests that maybe there's a difference between minhagim that are top down and minhagim that are bottom up. And maybe bottom up minhagim have more leeway to be makel about where there are extenuating circumstances. And because Chachamim never would have wanted this minhag to trump other more rigorous halakhic considerations. The context of the issue at hand that Rav Gusterman is dealing with, that Post can discuss, is whether there are ever grounds to be makel about the Chumra B'nos Yisrael, requiring a full Shivanakiyam in cases of orthodox infertility, cases where a woman ovulates earlier than the norm. Typically speaking, a woman would ovulate and therefore be able to conceive after she goes to the mikveh as part of a normal cycle, but there are women who have different ovulation cycles, and sometimes a woman may ovulate early such that if she waits the full, the minimum 12 days, 5 days plus 7 days, before going to the mikveh, then she's not going to be able to conceive. So nowadays, with the development of medicine, there are ways of tinkering with ovulation, and there are ways of altering the cycle medically so that this isn't terribly relevant anymore. But the theory is still worth discussing. So Rav Gusterman points out that maybe this is a machlokas Rambam and Ravid in Hilchos Korban Pesach. The Rambam and Ravid are the following disagreement in Hilchos Korban Pesach.
Shmano shel Gid.
Right? Perakei halacha yud aleph. Shmano shel Gid. So there are two competing considerations here. On the one hand, you have to roast the Korban Pesach whole. If an Isra Shvir says them, you can't mess up the configuration of Korban Pesach. On the other hand, there is something called the Shuman Shel Gid. So on the Raisa level, there's no Isser in consuming Shuman Agid. But Yisrael Kedoshim were Machmir, not the, the Shuman Hagid. So Min HaTorah, Ein Begidim in the same time, and the Shuman Shel Gid is Mutter. So Min HaTorah, there's definitely no problem in being sold with the entire Korban Pesach, including the Shuman Shel Gid. But Midah Rabbanan, the Shuman Shel Gid is Aser. The Rambam writes that you roast everything together. And the Rive is Masig. B'chai Roshi, Ein Isser Gadol Mizeh, Shiyitzla Pesach in Gid Anasha, V'im Shmano. And then the Rive writes in a famous line, V'im Eskav Ochol Pesach, V'yavdi L'fanai Kazeh, Ha'isi Chovta B'karka L'fanav. If I'd be having Korban Pesach go to the Rambam, he'd bring me such a Korban Pesach, I'd throw it down on the floor in front of him. So what are we talking about? We're talking about the Shuman Shel Gid, which is only Yisrael Kedoshim Nagupo Isser. So the Rambam would say, on Pesach they never accepted such an Isser. It's only a minig. And the minig was never meant to fly in the face of a halakhic consideration of roasting the Korban Pesach whole. And the Rambam would say, no, once it's established as a minig, so the minig has to be accepted even in the face of other halakhic considerations. So he raises the question, what about this Chumrah Benos Yisrael? So is this also a minog that may have some wiggle room that Chachamim never would have wanted a minog to be established if it's going to interfere with Puruvu? Or no, it was a takana. Takana was established as such without any wiggle room. That's a question that he raises. And he quotes, he points out the Mar Makomos Rishonim we just mentioned. And he quotes Galya Masechta, Shuvas Galya Masechta Siman Dalid, where the Galya Masechta suggests that maybe there is Makom Lahakel in situations where it would impede Peruvu to be Makel on these Zion Nikim. Lamaisa, general consensus later postkin is against the Galya Masechta. If you look at Rav Avadya's Taras Habayis, Chelik Aleph beginning with page Kafkes, Chelik Aleph beginning with page Kafkes, he quotes many Mar Makomos that reject the Galya Masechta. Ramosha writes in the Tshuva, Yerodeah Chelik Aleph Simen Sadi Gimel, Chelik Aleph Yerodeah Simen Sadi Gimel, that it's difficult to be makel about such things. And Rapankin said the same thing. Ramosha quotes that it's difficult to be makel. Ramosha does write in the end, he's not willing to be Megal and Grim, then he writes, V'im Nisra Nidaber Bezeki B'chtav Eineni Rotsa Lichtov Asam. If we ever meet in person, I have some things I'll tell you that I don't want to put in writing. So Rabbi Ezra Schwartz told me that his father once went with a Chavrusa who was having difficulty having children to Rav Moshe to discuss this issue. And Rav Moshe first told him to try to work out time, figuring out exactly when the ovulation is. And after some time, Rav Moshe apparently was willing to be makel somewhat on the Shiva Nikiyam. Rabbi Schwartz wasn't sure exactly the extent of the somewhat. His father didn't remember what the extent of the somewhat was. But that's consistent with Rav Moshe's suggestion that maybe secretly there's what to be makel about that he wouldn't want to put in print. Those who are in print, generally speaking, the poskim are machmir on this. Rabbi Libus, Chuvas Beis Avi Chelik Gimel Simin Kof Kafes, Chuvas Beis Avi Chela Gimel Simkov Kafes. Leibus was a prominent rabbi in the Bronx. So he was asked the following question: are there grounds to be made while a woman is becoming a balas tshuva? She's more observant than her husband is. Her husband isn't willing to go along with the whole taras hamishpacha thing, but he would be willing to go along halfway. He would be willing to go along on an ikar din level to not be machmer for the shiva nikiyim of takanas rabbi and menos Yisrael, but he'd be willing to go along with what would be considered nida min haTorah. So should the woman demand the get, or can she stay in this marriage and rely on what the Me'ikra din d'oraisa is? So Rabbi Levis's orientation is that if she thinks that she can convince him within a reasonable amount of time to go all the way and accept the entire practice of Taras HaMishpacha the way we practice it, so she could stay in the marriage and try that for a limited amount of time. But if there's no way he's going to budge beyond the Ikara Din Torah, he doesn't think that it's appropriate to rely on any coolness here to stay in this marriage long term. This is, again, Chela Gimel, Yoredeya Simen, Kuf Kafkes. If Yesh Le'isha Niskarim Sikuyim, Haniskar Sikuyim, Shetuchal Ashpil, Vailim Meshach Hazman, Lishmal Piska Nida, if there's a chance she could convince him, as I asked her, she is mocking the side of the hakel, the gudola there lishma. The bila fachi, if she's not going to convince him, ekadai lel yastame bagay or lavo de rechacham, so she shouldn't stay in the marriage, for she's going to be forced to violate even dinim de rabbi.
So you have to, for not to be over in a certain derisa, you have to give up your money. Not to be over in a certain rabbana, what is it that you have to give up? I'm saying, do we have a precedent that you have to blow the marriage in order to
Mekayim a... Well, it's not blowing the marriage, it's you're going to be violating Yisirei Derabanan.
Well, she said that they shouldn't remain married if... He says,
if you can convince him in a reasonable amount of time, so then... But if it's not going to happen, so you shouldn't stay in such a marriage to continuously violate Dina Derabanan.
Okay, so the dharim of what you have to do to give to the shomer under a bottom is not clear.
Again, usually that's in terms of monetary consequences. We talk about how much money you have to give up to violence. You have to give up all your money. But this is a different consideration, and maybe a little bit more amorphous also. How you define... Not in our specific instance, but how do you define, how do you quantify breaking up a marriage in halachic terms?
Under what circumstances would you do that?
Right. Just to close, there's a machlokas rishonim whether our practice of not being knowing the kulos of Dam Tohar is an extension of the Minah B'nos Yisrael. It's on a Torah level, the beginning of Parashat Tazria, a woman has a baby. So after 7 or 14 days, Zachar Nekeva, then the Dam that she sees until day 40, day 80 is Dam Tohar, that doesn't render her a Nida. So our practice is that we're not Mekel and Dam Tohar, that we treat any Dam, even after a woman gives birth, after the 7, 14 days, as problematic dam. So the Ramban writes in Hilchos Nida Perek Zayin Halacha Kaf, Hilchos Nida Perek Zayin Halacha Kaf, that this practice was a Kal V'Chomer from the Chomer B'nos Yisrael. That if the B'nos Yisrael or Machmer Afilu Ravos Nipas Dam Kechardol Yoshev Shivin Akiyim, so Koshekei, they should be Koshesh that a woman's going to get confused between what's considered Dam Torah and what's considered Dam Tame, and therefore makes sense that you should be Machmer and Dam Tower as well.
Ramban says that.
Hilchos Nida Perek Zayin Halacha Kaf. And the Rambam writes in Perek Yud Aleph Yisurei Biyah Halacha Vav and Halacha Zayin. Yud Aleph Yisurei Biyah Halacha Vav Halacha Zayin. V'din zeh bimei ha-gaon nishadesh. V'heim gozer shelo yesham. Dan Torah Klal. So this practice of not being knowing Dan Torah came up, started in Mi'a Gaonim, And then Mishamarish of Tsarfas Ba'olam Adam Tawar, and it wasn't universally accepted. In some places, even in the time of the Rambam, they still were not knowing the Chumrah of Dam Tawar. V'damar zeh tali d'minhag. So the Rambam is pretty clear that Dam Tawar is simply a minhag. And the Rambam writes that it's an extension of the Chumrah of Menos Yisrael.
The Rambam actually attacks those who make them.
Correct. Correct. Mm-hmm. So that's just worth noting. Rabbi Schwartz pointed out to me the Rambam is consistent. The Rambam, who seems to minimize the Chumrah of Menos Yisrael as not being a Takana, also views this as being simply a minhag. The Ramban, who views Takana Menos Yisrael, minhag Menos Yisrael, Chumrah Menos Yisrael rather as a halacha psuka, an absolute Takana, also writes the same here, so there may be something to that. Bottom line, Dam Tawar is usur, but different formulations as to the reason why. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time, Emirat Hashem, we will begin Simen Kuf Pei Gimel, what makes a woman a Nida Min HaTorah, and the thrust of our focus will be on Hargasha, which will take us for the next few Chavrus. Mm-hmm.